Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, to be a business owner today, there are so many skills that you need. You can't just say, I am a business owner. You have got to understand people. You've got to understand HR. You've got to understand sales, marketing, government regulations, tax laws, so many other things. So to be a business person, you have got to be absolutely a renaissance person. You have to understand a great deal to become successful. But one of the things that business people really miss is they don't always understand what they want, and they don't always understand what the people working for them want. So if you're on top of the business, if you are the person who is in charge and you start making commands of people, I want you to sell this, I want you to do that, here are your goals, here is what I need from you, here is what I want, but you're not really understanding what the other person needs. If you're not understanding what the other person is thinking, if you're not understanding what the other person's capabilities are, you will not actually be successful. So you can sit down and you can write a business plan, but if you don't take into account exactly what kind of abilities your people have, what kind of ability the business has to deliver what you're writing, then you will never be successful. All you're doing is just going through a futile effort. So to give you an example, if you are hauling groceries and you only have five trucks to haul the groceries, but the expectations are you need 10 trucks to get the groceries to the stores, there's no way to be successful. You have to understand exactly what you're asking for in the business plan. What are the capabilities of the people that you have? What are the capabilities of our business? What are the capabilities of our infrastructure, our warehouse, our inventory, our ability to deliver? Now, once we understand that, and that's really where we should start before we write the business plan, if we understand exactly what's possible, then we certainly ask for more than possible, and we see how we can make it better. But if we're just throwing out illusionary wants and wishes and expectations of people, it's not going to happen. And not only won't it happen, but you'll have a lot of turnover in your staff and your coworkers and your employees. The people that work for you are the most important, valuable asset that you have. No matter how great your building is, no matter how great your equipment is, no matter how great your vehicles are, that's all fine. That's important. If you don't have those things, you are going to have a problem. But it's the thinking and the mind and the cooperation and the understanding of the needs and the wants of the people that work for you, the needs and the wants of the people who sell to you, the needs and the wants of the people who buy from you. So you need to sit back and you need to think. You need to observe. You need to understand what this is all about. Why are we selling this product? Why do we have this particular sales presentation? Why are we using this sales pitch in our website? Why are our salespeople calling on this particular type of business that does this many dollars in business and has this many employees and is this in this industry? You see, there are just so many things that we could talk about that you need to understand, but the word of the day is understanding. Understanding, and from the understanding builds the success. Without the understanding, all we're doing is just running in circles, wondering why we're not getting what we want out of the business, why we're not getting what we need out of the business, why we're not getting the cooperation that we expect from our coworkers and employees. So take some time to think about it. Understand what they want. Understand what you need, what the business needs. And we put all that understanding together, success is assured. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.